This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Who he says went through the legal immigration process.
You followed the law. You went through the process to immigrate into this great nation.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and
Welcome back, I'm Alex Jones,
your host.
Of all the insane videos, you've got to go to Infowars.com. Watch American rapper Crew brawl with Islamic invaders in Sweden, with migrants in Sweden. It's up on Newswars.com, but there's 20 minutes of this footage. They're doing a rap show there. They're in a hotel. They're in a restaurant. These guys hit their main security guard, like a 300-pound big black guy, in the head with their headphones, bloody his head, and he doesn't want to go to jail. He's like, hey, stop, stop. These little 120-pound guys keep following around. You go, why are they doing this? Because Europeans all bow down to them. So you've got this rap crew, four, five, six guys. You can see three of them, four of them on tape. Others are behind the camera. And they keep harassing him. And they say, go away, leave us alone. They finally get their ass kicked. These are probably like 16-year-old little thugs doing it. Why would they feel so invincible? Why would they be like little Banny Roosters? Why would they be grabbing women's asses for no reason? Because everyone bows to them. Like Kaepernick saying he hates the American flag. So I'm going to get this rap group on. I'm told they're pro-Trump. So watch this. And TV viewers can see this. You can go full screen. And they just keep hitting him. They keep saying, leave us alone. They walk away. They hit him more.
Come on.
And finally, they get their ass kicked. You talk about total delusional. But all they've been doing is beating Europeans up constantly with them groveling. And they run into Americans who aren't going to put up with it. And even if they weren't black guys, they were, you know, guys from, you know, who are corn farmers from Nebraska, they would probably attack them quicker. I can't believe how these black rap group puts up with this crap so long. American rapper A Money Son AP Rocky and his crew were confronted by two migrants. These are literal invaders, arrogant, full of hate, in Sweden, who they fought later, according to videos posted to the media. And reportedly, these guys got put in ambulances. But for 20 minutes, Richard Reeves, guys that maybe weigh 120 pounds are messing with the other black guys are probably 200 pounds. One guy's like 300 pounds. And, what if it's a bunch of big white guys or whoever? But why would they do that? Because they're entitled and they're used to it, Richard.
Well, they are. They know they're a protected class and they think they can get away with anything. So they're just super arrogant. And it's just amazing. I mean, think of if that were in the United States and if those were patriot white guys, of course, if they're anti-fi white guys, they can attack black guys, no problem. There's not going to be any kind of issue. But if they were patriot info warrior white guys attacking big black guys, man, we'd never hear the end of it. They'd just be all over it. We'd be all over us. So it's just amazing the arrogance that they've come to.
Well, look at this photo. This guy's maybe 16, 17, maybe 130 pounds. And because it goes on for like 20 minutes, we can't play it all here. They're hitting the big 300-pound bodyguard. And he's like, stop. And they hit him again. They hit him over and over again. And I can't believe the guy. And finally, they just literally, the bodyguard doesn't do anything. The regular rap guys literally do judo moves, throw the guys to the ground, and then stomp the hell out of them. I love it.
Well, and ultimately, it's a great thing they had all these video shots of it and witnesses, et cetera, because had that not happened, they would have been run.
Well, see, the bodyguard's obviously got a license. He's trained. He knows if he hurts these guys, they could still sue him. So it's finally the rappers that beat their asses.
Right. And they could be in the situation that Tommy Robinson's been in with being railroaded had it not been for all the witnesses and video shots. So thank God for that. And thank God that they were able to handle the situation.
Well, I agree. But the psychology of you weigh 130 pounds and you're punching a 300-pound black dude in the face for no reason. Just because the local news admits, yeah, they tried to tell him you can't be here. You're not from here.
Right.
And then they tried to beat him up.
Well, and that's how emboldened they are, though, because they think that they've got the powers to be in the system behind
it. It's like I'll have some 130-pound little leftist come up and throw tea in my face that hadn't been caught on tape. Coffee has. And they go, come on, let's fight. Like, I'm like, are you joking? and I'm going to grab their head and just slam it through a wall. My emergency message to Trump, get it to the Four Winds, is coming up. We're going to post it to InfoWars.com. Then Mike Adams is coming up. Thanks, Richard Reeves. Great job.
Thank you.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. President Trump has signaled to the world that he's preparing to take action against big tech censorship. He's announced a July 11, 2019 anti-censorship social media conference to be held at the White House. On the agenda will be ways to tackle big tech censorship and strike back. The president is also keen on promoting new, independent, anti-censorship platforms like Parler and Gab. Our sources tell us, and President Trump has confirmed in public statements, that he's also preparing to take antitrust action against big tech combines and cartels that have formed a monopoly over information and are meddling in the 2020 election. Thanks to Project Veritas, we have even more proof from their own mouths that Google is actively already meddling in the 2020 election and plans to deliver it to the Democrats. InfoWars analysis shows the most effective way for President Trump to take legal and lawful action against big tech tyranny and manipulation of the upcoming election is to simply declare that all critical infrastructure federal employees, including the armed services, not be allowed to visit Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, Apple, and other platforms that are openly, like Huawei, working with the Chi-Coms. This will bring the tyrants to their knees. Similar executive orders, similar to the president's order on colleges banning free speech, should also be implemented. That federal funds on projects and contracts will be denied, including advertising to the big four tech giants until they stop meddling in U.S. elections. And now a word from myself, Alex Jones, and constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes on why you, President Trump, must act now. President Trump, Alex Jones here with an emergency briefing. And as you know, in the past 4 years, I've given you briefings over the phone, but also directly via the Internet that have turned out to be critically accurate. Because we're here on the ground giving you intel that you may not be getting in Washington. And constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is here with me as well. He's had his ear to the ground. He's been studying this, and he's been at the heart of some of the major cases against big tech censorship. Now, I know you're planning to rein in big tech and their out-of-control behavior, especially after the conclusive Project Veritas video that came out 2 weeks ago. But President Trump, Atlantic Monthly and others have written headlines by the neocons saying, oh, Trump's all talk. Big tech, don't worry about the president, do whatever you want, censor conservatives. What you've got to understand, Mr. President, is that China and the EU are already bringing in fines and regulations. You've talked about this. You know this. Against big tech based in the U.S. So even if you don't regulate, they're regulated. So you're not going to allow foreign governments to have this power vacuum opened up for them. And I know you've been giving proper orders and directives for antitrust and for lawsuits, just like you did with your executive order on universities that was beautiful, saying you're not going to discriminate against conservatives or Christians. And I understand that a lot of your underlings don't carry out your orders. But I'm just here to tell you, ahead of your big summit coming up on the 11th of this month, that leadership and a strong message to big tech is all that's going to turn this around. because even if you are going to win the 2020 election, which all the real numbers show you are, they're planning on stealing it, and they don't want you to have a voice or a support base when they do it. And from my expert analysis, you don't have a prayer of winning, despite the fact you're probably 20 points ahead in real polls. We all know that. You're loved out there on the street across this country. It doesn't matter if you don't have the voice and if you don't have control and if you're not standing up to big tech. They're the same crew that's going to steal the election from you. So you've got to go after them with less than 18 months out decisively now. Robert Barnes, step up here and talk directly to the president.
Big Tech believes that the president is bluffing. Big Tech believes they can continue on their path. They're doubling down on their path to meddle in the elections, to corrupt the elections, to rig the elections by what they're doing with their algorithms, by what they're doing with censorship, by what they're doing with blacklisting, by what they're doing with demonetizing. And unless they think that this summit is just a show summit, they think this summit is not consequential. They think the president is simply bluffing, doesn't have the cards, doesn't have the chips, doesn't have the chutzpah to move forward and do something real and significant and consequential. So that is why it is critical and essential and fundamental for the president to do to big tech what he did in terms of going right to North Korea and getting the peace talks renegotiated and back going again. He must do the same with big tech to make clear that he has the real chips, he has the real cards, and he has the real guts to take real action.
Just like you've done on Mexico and the borders and making them put 14,000 troops at the border, you know what to do. And I know you're giving the right orders, but just as you said, big tech brags that you won't follow through. They think they own Washington. So if you won't stand up to them on this, it's seen as a bellwether, a test to steal the election. Judicial Watch just proved 1.5 million fake voters in California, way beyond the 3.3 million nationwide you talked about. You know that if you don't exercise power against them right now, they're going to take that election from you.
Exactly. So now is the time to act. July 11th is the time to make clear to big tech that you will not be bullied, that you are not bluffing, and that, in fact, the President of the United States will exercise the power of the presidency to protect the freeness and fairness of our elections.
You did the right thing on Huawei. Visionary. That's 5G isn't even in yet in 98% of the country. You have big tech allied with China. You have Google and Apple that have moved there a year and a half ago. You've got them helping oppress their own people. And then they tell you, oh, we're not spying on anybody. Oh, we're not election meddling. It's all a lie. And it's a paper tiger, a paper dragon. If you will simply announce antitrust investigations, if you will simply unleash the FBI for national security issues with Apple moving its code keys to everyone's iPhone and device to China, which was in Reuters a year and a half ago, if you'll simply go after them, these authoritarians will back down. But these would-be dictators of America don't have any respect for you because you're a decent businessman. And you've been trying to negotiate and be friendly and you know, give them a carpet of gold. All they recognize is a carpet of bombs, and that means political resistance. They have been demonizing and attacking and suing and raping your constituency because they hate you so much, and you're the ultimate target, and your family is. And now you have the Project Veritas proof. You have Senator Wyden saying, I want the Donald subreddit shut down, the biggest website in the world that supports you and produces most of the memes. You're the target, and you know it. So I hope this summit, which we've got the inside baseball on, isn't just to pat people on the head and make sure your constituents don't get pissed and you promise to make it a campaign issue and go after big tech if you win again. You're not going to win again. They're going to fix the election. They're going to steal it. Their Russiagate failed. They're pissed. They're coming back crazier. We've done the research. We know what's happening. We know about Section 230. We know about the combines, the monopolies, the EU regulations. What do you want to advise the president in closing are his most important points to hit to be able to stop big tech from selling this country out?
The president must exercise the power of the presidency to protect the freeness and fairness of elections. That means that unleash the Federal Trade Commission on these consumer protection violations, unleash the Department of Justice and the antitrust investigations, and in fact, create a special counsel to investigate whether or not these CEOs committed perjury before Congress when they lied repeatedly last year and they're lying repeatedly this year about their efforts to control the elections, meddle in the elections, and censor free speech on the Internet. Exercise exercise that power now, and he can change the script for 2020 so that an honest election puts him back in the presidency where he belongs.
So the president's watching this. They're at the Oval Office or on Air Force One. We know he sees his reports. Great patriots, get it to him. From the Secret Service, you name it, we salute you. What else does he need to know as a roadmap? Obviously, he's got all the facts. He understands this. He's already given most of these orders. But how does he rein in these rogue groups who think they're so powerful? Big Tech's only powerful because we thought it was part of America, and we turned it loose. They've shown they disdain America like a bunch of snot-nosed SJWs. What else does the president do legislatively, executively, through the criminal justice system? What are the other tools?
The other tools are to push Senator Hawley's legislation to condition future Section 230 immunity on protection of free speech and the protection against election meddling that Senator Hawley's bill is currently in the Senate to do. He can also announce all of these steps, these critical executive and legislative and public steps, at the summit itself. He needs to confront them directly, confront them individually, confront them on camera in front of the world so that the world know use the power of the bully pulpit, as well as the presidential power, to change the electoral environment so that we have free and fair elections, because the only way that's going to happen is if the president exercises his presidential power.
Now, there's another huge way, Mr. President. You already know this. Brad Parscales, you're amazing.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, these are the latest breaking articles on InfoWars.com. Please spread this video. Emergency message to Donald Trump concerning big tech censorship and July 11th social media summit. You get the inside baseball on what's happening there, what Trump's looking at doing, and what we think he should do. Everyone listening, please go get the article. And the article has the video posted at InfoWars.com. Now, they blocked that being spread, so spread it from NewsWars.com. It's going up as we speak. So get it out, ladies and gentlemen. Also, pro-pedo journalist and journal to join Antifa in D.C. to throw acid on people. That's being announced. There is just so much more. Muslim youths attack police station in France screaming Allah Akbar and unprecedented attacks trying to burn the police station down. It's all happening. It's all on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Please don't forget that we've got a rebroadcast tomorrow, but if all hell breaks loose, I'm going to be in here live. I'll be back Friday live. The War Room's coming up today in about 40 minutes. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com with news that dovetails with all of this is coming up. The authoritarians are making their move. This is an incredible time to be alive, but we need to get this message to Trump. Hit his Twitter, hit his Facebook, hit his White House email. Send this out. The president will see this report. I'll call some of my sources and try to get him to watch it as well. He doesn't always watch it, but a lot of times he does, especially if you flood him with emergency measures to Donald Trump concerning big tech censorship and July 11th social media summit. You can also report it to that website at whitehouse.gov about the censorship. The president needs to be flooded with this information. And that's what he looks at, is what he's flooded with. He cares about what you think and what you're saying. And we're really shaping the future here on how we're going to take action. Now, going to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com.
Thank you, Alex. What is astonishing today is how well delineated the lines are now between the anti-American factions and the pro-American factions. The Democrat Party no longer even pretends to love this country. They're out there announcing all kinds of agendas that would destroy America from within. They claim that America is running concentration camps, and yet what the left wants to do is actually put conservatives and Christians into actual concentration camps. And by the way, it's not a concentration camp at the border if you can turn around and just go home. That's simply a processing facility on a humanitarian basis, and AOC continues to lie about it and exaggerate what's going on there. But it's astonishing to me how quickly the left has become anti-America, how quickly they have professed their hatred for this country. In fact, Rush Limbaugh even made a point the other day, I think it was yesterday, that Colin Kaepernick, it's clear from his attack about the American flag on the Nike shoes, it's clear that Colin Kaepernick, he was never interested in police brutality. He was always anti-America. He hates the symbols of America. He hates symbols of freedom and liberty. And he has brought Nike to the point where it's now obvious that Nike itself hates America, along with many other corporations such as Google, Apple, and Twitter, and Facebook that are clearly demonstrating anti-America bias. For example, Twitter will not take down the Antifa accounts, even though Antifa is clearly a domestic terrorist organization at this point. Twitter and Facebook and Google, they will ban organics. They will ban natural health websites. They will ban sites that criticize the dangers of GMOs or herbicides or pesticides or vaccines. But they will not ban left-wing domestic terrorism groups. And this is why I agree with what Robert Barnes and Alex said in that special report. President Trump must take decisive action. He must unleash the regulatory giants of government to go after these tech giants in the interest of protecting individual speech. Now, none of us are fans of big government running roughshod over the rights and civil liberties of individuals. But it is the proper role of government to go after corporations when those corporations are threatening the rights of individuals. And, in effect, the tech giants today are running a massive criminal cartel to steal the election. This is election meddling at a scale that Robert Mueller could have only dreamed of when he was fabricating his delusions of Russian interference in the election. In truth, the interference in the election is these tech giants, and they are doing it deliberately. They are engineering it every day. And if President Trump does not rise to the occasion and stop this, I don't see that he can get elected. I mean, even as disastrous as the Democrats are right now, you saw the debates, you saw the clown show, you saw how disastrous their ideas are. The only ideas they have are bad ideas. And yet, if President Trump does not take decisive action to stop this collusion of censorship among the criminal cartels of the tech giants, then Trump supporters will have no voice. Trump supporters will have no opportunity to debate in the public space. We are all being silenced every day, more channels being silenced, and Trump will not win unless he takes decisive action. And I hope that message is getting through to him very clearly. Another important point, Alex said this earlier in the show, the Civil War in America has begun. The left is waging it, and the right is doing nothing. The right is just, the conservatives are just letting America be overrun. The left has launched a civil war. The left has launched their brown shirts. They've launched their terror wing, which is engaged in domestic terrorism, violence, the use of potentially lethal weapons against journalists like Andy Ngo and many others. The left is out of control, and they will not stop until they are forced to be stopped by the intervention of probably the federal government or perhaps Trump invoking the Insurrection Act, which is exactly what needs to happen. And I agree with what Stuart Rhodes said the other day. Trump needs to put on his commander-in-chief hat, and he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act, and he needs to authorize action against Antifa terrorists. He needs to label them, designate them a domestic terrorist organization. And after doing that, allow law enforcement to clean them out, arrest them, prosecute, get them off the streets. These are radical, rabid terrorists committing acts of violence against innocent Americans. And of course, they're all wearing, and it's time to unmask them, and it's time to defang them, so to speak. It's time to take them off the streets, and it's time for American conservatives to stand their ground. Now, a word of warning in all of this. It's very clear to me that the entire media wants a conservative with a concealed carry permit to open fire on Antifa terrorists. They want to see that bloodshed, and they would, of course, they would twist the story, they would edit the video, they would change the camera angles, they would do what they did to, was it Nick Sandman, the young Catholic school student who was completely smeared by the media, even though he was only standing his ground and peacefully smiling as these radical left-wing activists continued to threaten him and smear him and try to get him to do something. But the media wants conservatives to open fire in self-defense because the media wants the narrative, and it will go exactly like this. Oh, today, Trump supporters openly shot and killed innocent progressives who were carrying milkshakes. That's going to be the story they want. They'll even take off the Antifa masks and show you the person without the Antifa garb. Whatever it takes, they're going to try to twist the story, and they want armed conflict to take place. Much more analysis straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break.
On
to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in here from Natural News. Now, this year, 2019, is the 30th anniversary of the discovery of so-called cold fusion. Cold fusion, which has since been renamed Low Energy Nuclear Reactions, L-E-N-R, just pronounced Lenner. Cold fusion was first announced by two scientists, very widely recognized scientists named Fleischmann and Pons, at the University of Utah, Salt Lake City, 1989. Now, what they had observed was excess heat production in a reaction that could not be a simple chemical reaction. It had to be, in fact, a low-energy nuclear reaction involving, in that case, a palladium matrix and heavy water, also known as deuterium. Now, this cold fusion reaction was never called cold fusion by the discoverers of it, Fleischmann and Pons. In fact, that name was put on them as the attacks began to happen. I want you to understand that the attacks you see today on Alex Jones, InfoWars, or even myself or others in the independent media, the exact same thing was run against Fleischmann and Pons in 1989, except they did not have their own websites to fight back with because the Internet hardly even existed in 1989. So the entire establishment, including the entire what we would call mainstream media today, that colluded to destroy the reputation of Fleischmann and Pons, they colluded to cover up one of this discovery, which is one of the greatest discoveries in human history. And the reason they did that was because there were billions of dollars being funded into the realm of so-called hot fusion. Hot fusion, which still has not produced a single excess calorie of heat to this day, as far as I know. Hot fusion is still not working, and the current estimates are that hot fusion will take until the year 2060 just to produce a feasibility result. There's an organization named ITER, I-T-E-R, that's being constructed in France that is working on hot fusion with international money to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. But getting back to 1989, it was the Department of Energy that got involved. The DOE helped shut down cold fusion. And because the DOE really rules over nuclear energy production and the nuclear designs that we have today are engineered to produce nuclear fuel as a byproduct. And this is what has enabled, for example, former President Barack Obama to commit acts of treason by funneling nuclear technology to countries like Iran, in some cases claiming that it's just peacetime energy production, or back in the case of Bill Clinton, providing nuclear technology to North Korea. They said it was peacetime nuclear energy, it's infrastructure for the people of these countries. In truth, it's all designed to generate nuclear weapons. And in the case of Barack Obama, those nuclear weapons being funneled to Iran with international money laundering from the Obama administration, plus nuclear fuel being sold through the Clinton, well, how should we say this? Hillary Clinton and her foundation were part of the movement of nuclear fuel out of the United States through Canada to Russia, which eventually ended up in the hands of Iran. And this was all done by design. This was all done in order to provide Iran with nuclear weapons. And it all traces back to 1989, the attacks on cold fusion and why they had to keep the hot fusion realm alive. Understand that the globalists today, they want international nuclear war. They want destabilization. And most of all, they want enemies of America to be well armed with nuclear weapons. And in fact, these Democrats like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama have worked diligently over these years to provide the enemies of America with nuclear weapons capabilities. And their efforts will continue if there's another Democrat in the White House. They will do the same thing. Understand, and I think it's become apparent today, these people hate America. They want to see America destroyed. They wouldn't mind seeing America nuked. They certainly wouldn't mind seeing America's allies nuked, such as Israel in the Middle East, for example, or Japan being nuked by North Korea. You know, Japan is a U.S. ally today, of course, and Japan is someone that helps bring stability to that region, or a nation that helps bring stability. So it's very crucial to understand history here. A lot of you maybe haven't heard about cold fusion or low-energy nuclear reactions. If you want to get up to date on that, there is a podcast site that I made note of here. It's called coldfusionnow.org. And there's a host named Ruby, Carrot? Ruby Carrot. And she interviews people and she brings podcasts about what's happening in the realm of cold fusion. The truth is that these cold fusion experiments are being replicated now. They have been successfully recreated in hundreds of laboratories across the world, including laboratories in Japan, laboratories in Europe, in the United States and other countries. And in fact, corporations like Toyota have invested money in low-energy nuclear reaction research. And believe it or not, Google is also invested through one of its subsidiaries in low-energy nuclear reaction research. What's fascinating to me is that when you have all these climate change cultists running around saying, oh, the climate's going to destroy us all. They say carbon dioxide is bad. They say fossil fuels will be the end of all of us. There's hardly, I can't think of one of them that has gone out and said, we need cold fusion. We need low-energy nuclear reactions. That technology exists. It has been covered up by the Department of Energy, i.e. the war machine in America, the military-industrial complex. And it is exactly individuals like President Trump who threatens to cause an upheaval that could unleash this technology for the benefit of humankind. Imagine heating your home in the winter with a small machine that is no bigger than a modern-day computer server. You know, smaller than your dishwasher, but it heats your home for virtually free. Imagine heating businesses, warehouses, and farm and agricultural buildings, which consume a tremendous amount of fossil fuels throughout the winters. All of that is producing CO2, which I say CO2 is a healing molecule. It's a greening molecule. It's good for plants. But the climate change people say CO2 is a poison and a pollutant. And yet you don't see them saying, let's use cold fusion to heat homes and buildings and farms and warehouses and schools. You don't see them saying that, which proves they're not really interested in solving the problem. They just want something to complain about. They're whiners, just like everything the left does. They want victims. They want the dead dad and the dead child in the river crossing the border. They want destitution. They want homelessness. Austin just passed a law to have tent cities and shanty towns all over the public streets and sidewalks of Austin. They want to turn Austin into San Francisco, I guess, or Seattle. And you have all these liberal cities are now expanding into mass homelessness. That is by design. Understand, that's on purpose. They want problems in our world. They don't want any solutions whatsoever. So when Trump comes along and says, I'm going to bring solutions to this, Trump says, I'm going to solve this international trade disparity. Trump says, I'm going to fight this currency war against China, which is constantly devaluing its own currency. Trump is a solutions-oriented kind of guy. And that's why he is hated by the establishment, because the establishment needs problems. The establishment needs scarcity of fossil fuels. They cannot allow solutions to be publicized and shared with the public. Look, we already have the answers, folks, to all of these problems. We can create essentially free heat. We have the answers to cancer. We can solve the cancer epidemic. We know how to solve joblessness. We know how to solve homelessness. We know how to stop infectious diseases from spreading. In fact, we have advanced propulsion systems. We know how to travel and explore other planets with much greater efficiency. All these solutions exist, but they're all being suppressed and shut down by the establishment that wants to keep humanity weak and keep humanity enslaved and keep you dumbed down and keep you ignorant. Google and the tech giants have become realms of anti-knowledge. They no longer allow you to find real knowledge. It's all about teaching you falsehoods and lies. That's the reality of the world in which we live today, and that's what we're fighting. Tear that down and free humanity. We'll be back with much more right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip.
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. the birthday gal's arrived. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I guarantee you that you're not ready for what's coming. And the reason I know you're not ready is because I've been prepping in one way or another for over 20 years, and I'm not ready. Unless you are sort of a lifelong professional prepper, there's no way you can be ready for what's coming. And when I say what's coming, I'm talking about an accelerating, cascading collapse of what you know as civil society and the infrastructure that serves that society today. So this segment is going to be about collapse and some of the things that you can do to insulate yourself right now. A couple of movies that you need to watch or rewatch that I'm going to recommend here. Number one, remember Book of Eli with Denzel Washington? And his character was roaming through a collapsed post-apocalyptic world where there had been some kind of war, some kind of grid down scenario, maybe nuclear war. It wasn't really clear in the movie. But in that scenario, all the ammo had already been used. So this was the post-ammunition world. Now, it's important to realize that no matter how much ammunition you stockpile, and those of us who are patriots, of course, think maybe we have plenty of ammunition, there's a point where it runs out, and the manufacture of ammunition requires a complex society. So it's not so easy to make clean burning gunpowder. It's not so easy to make the brass casings. It's not so easy to make the primers. Right now, you buy those things online. You buy the bullets, you buy the powder, you buy the brass, you buy the primers. You know, you put them together in your reloading center in your garage or whatever. But imagine a world where you can't buy those components. How do you make those on your own? You can't. It requires a complex society to make those pieces. And when society collapses, that complexity, what we call the specialization of those certain things, like the ability to smelt metals and create metal alloys and so on, the ability to refine gunpowder raw materials and so on, those specializations collapse, and you end up in a very rudimentary society, which has to return to some level of agrarian society where people are growing most of their own food in order to survive. And the weapon systems that are used in those times are, guess what? Edge weapons. That's what was depicted in the movie with Denzel Washington. Edge weapons and bow and arrow. And yes, your crossbow. Because everybody's got a crossbow for some reason out there. And guess what? It actually has a purpose after the ammunition runs out. But that could be a long period of time after collapse. Ammo will reign supreme for a period of time because guess what? Firearms work even when the power grid collapses. And this is what I find hilarious about the whole argument about smart guns. So you see these liberal anti-gun politicians always pushing smart guns in their cities. They want everybody to buy a smart gun. Well, what's a smart gun? It's a gun that has electronics, which will fail. So everybody who has a smart gun, I mean, look, if I'm in a post-collapse scenario and I've got my BCM AR, like my Recce 14.5-inch barrel or whatever, I would love to fight with a bunch of people who have smart guns because all their guns will fail. The batteries will run out. The circuit boards will be blown out by EMP weapons or solar flares. Or that fingerprint scan won't work that day because they're sweating too much because they're taking rounds. You know what I mean? I would never buy a smart gun. I would never rely on a smart gun. I would never even rely entirely on electronic optics. You got to have iron sights. You got to make sure your backup sights work. So firearms work even when the power grid goes down. Think about the world. Even we talk about cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin or Mark of the Beast, Facebook's new Libra coin, I think they call it, global coin. All those cryptocurrencies stop working when the power grid goes down. What still works? Again, depicted in the movie, the Book of Eli, what has value? Clean water has value. Gold and silver coins have value. Working flip-open lighters have value. Edge weapons have value. Firearms have value, and especially ammunition has value because it's very scarce at that point. So don't forget how quickly society can collapse. There's also another movie out there called Captive State that I strongly recommend you watch, and it basically presents the same premise as the Colony series, which talks about a non-Earth extraterrestrial alien force occupying Earth and controlling society and human beings being put into slave camps to work for the aliens. And this movie is so important to watch, Captive State is very well done. It's a very realistic kind of aura. The settings and the acting is all absolutely amazing. John Goodman stars in this movie along with some younger stars. It's a fantastic film. I strongly recommend you watch it. But look how quickly some factions of humankind turn against humanity and agree to work for the aliens in this case. This is a fictional account, a fictional movie, of course, but it says something important about humanity. And I think it's good to watch this and to understand that when it comes down to it, whether we're talking about occupation by United Nations troops, or whether we're talking about, you know, something more out there like what's depicted in the film, most people will turn against humanity if given some reward for doing so. Very few people operate with ethics. Very few people will stand their ground with morality and the rule of law. Very few people will do what's right when it is so much easier for them to do what's wrong. And so when you think about the collapse of society today, we're already seeing this emerge. We're seeing Antifa terrorists take to the streets and beat people and rob people and violently assault people with deadly weapons. People who are innocent journalists. In fact, in the case of Andy Ngo, a gay conservative journalist, I think he's conservative, maybe he's not, maybe he's more libertarian. He's a gay journalist, and they attacked him, showing how quickly they were willing to turn against humanity and turn against their own so-called philosophy. Antifa also recently defaced a Chick-fil-A restaurant, and they're putting graffiti, they're trying to destroy private property, they're trying to destroy businesses, and they do this in the name of love. So understand that this escalation of violence will always be carried out in the name of love and peace and tolerance by the very same lunatics on the left who are filled with hatred, filled with violence, filled with bigotry. And they will target people based on the color of their skin or based on their political philosophies. And the collapse of society is accelerating so rapidly right now. It's also being accelerated with this attempt by the left to flood the United States with illegal migrants, illegal aliens. By flooding the southern border of the United States, they place a burden on all southern states, you know, Texas, Arizona, California, and so on. And by doing that, what they do is they destabilize part of society. And they require then a shifting of resources to deal with those individuals, taking away resources from things like law and order. When you have to send police to deal with these illegals, like what happened in New Mexico, they took state police from all across the state and they sent them into Albuquerque to manage a migrant detention center. And by doing that, they took away these resources from across the state. So then you start to have lawlessness spreading out across America. You have increased costs to society based on the lawlessness. You have more home robberies. You have more rapes. You have more crimes that have to be prosecuted. This is what helps bring down society. This invasion of America is a planned event to destroy the United States of America from within. This is why President Trump must invoke the Insurrection Act. He must deploy the military to the border. He must stop this invasion. And frankly, he must arrest and indict all of those on the radical left who are complicit in this invasion, including these twisted federal judges who think they run the country. It's time to just send in the military police, arrest those judges, and say, you are not the president. Your little district decision here does not control America. We have a right to defend our country, a right to defend our nation. One other point in all of this, you may have noticed yesterday the internet was down. Virtually every website that you know, from Drudge and Gateway Pundit, maybe InfoWars, I know Natural News was down for, I think, 12 minutes or so. It was a cloud flare problem that cascaded throughout the system. And it brought almost everything down that you can imagine, and it caused havoc and chaos throughout the day. We have seen more and more of these failures across the internet recently, showing the massive vulnerabilities of the telecom and internet infrastructure. We are seeing the internet is not resilient, it is not robust, and it can be brought down by one problem with one provider, in this case, Cloudflare. That can also be exploited as a kill switch. In other words, someone could force Cloudflare to take down all those websites by recreating the same problem they experienced the other day, and it would take down most of the internet. So we are not resilient, we are not robust, and our society is subject to a cascading, accelerating failure. That's the truth about what's happening. Thanks for watching today. Mike Adams here for InfoWars.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.